Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. It is the Sabbath, the 9th of March. And today we will go through, briefly, 2 Timothy chapter 3. A chapter that is relevant for 2024. Let us look at the divine oracles of the Most High that was communicated to us through the Architecton, which in Greek means master builder, Hasheliki, the apostle Shaul, his Hebrew name, Paulos being his Roman name. The apostle Paul, an initiate of light, one who was initiated while in Arabia for 3 years, initiated by Yeshua HaMashiach. He received instructions. He received a calibration of what he understood to be the Torah. Yeshua taught him the fulfilled Torah. Let us read chapter 3. Just going to go through today to give illumination to some of those who have been attending Kirke churches all of their lives, not understanding the scriptures. Chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3. But understand this, that in the last days, Akarit Hayamin, there will be perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. Verse 2, for people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered. They will be lovers of money and aroused by an inordinate greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous scoffers, disobedient to parents or to the elders, ungrateful, unset apart for divine use, in other words, known as unholy, and they will be profane. Verse 3, they will be without natural human affection, callous and inhuman, relentless, admitting of no truce or appeasement. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate and loose in morals and loose in their conduct, uncontrolled and fierce, haters of good. Looking at today's society, people are plagued with confusion. They don't know what gender they are. They don't know what sex they are. They don't know what their function is as a human being. They don't consider the propagation of the species, the survival of the species. But the dazed and confused don't have to worry about it, because the emergence of artificial intelligence, robotics, machine learning, algorithms, artificial general intelligence, 3D printing, genetic engineering, with the emergence of all these things, now humans will begin to see themselves replaced. Replaced by tech. Human relationships are changing. People are marrying robots. People are marrying sex bots. People are marrying animals. Yes, the practice of bestiality is still being practiced in 2024 AD, even though it was already mentioned and specifically spoken against in the Torah of Moses that was given to him via the ministration of ministering spirits of the Most High, Hamalakim, the angels. He also received divine instruction, information, and data that was inscribed also by the finger of the Tetragrammaton, the finger of the Most High, the finger of God, as it is written. But like I said, society is moving towards the dissipation of itself. Transhumanism is on the rise. I said transhumanism is on the rise. Transhumanism is on the rise. A technocratic takeover is on the rise. Let us continue with verse 4. They will be treacherous betrayers, rash and inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements more than and rather than lovers of God. Beloved, God news for the world. Though the world is indulging in every practice you can imagine, the Western world is suffering from a birth rate collapse. Westerners are dying out and they're not replacing themselves. The birth rate has dropped exponentially. Westerners are eradicating themselves. We don't have time today to talk about how and what different methodologies have been employed towards this self-eradication. But all the philosophies, the feminist movement, the alteration, augmentation of food, air, and water, the advent of genetic modification, genetic engineering, etc., 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 geoengineering, engineering the atmosphere against nature, altering equilibrium, the construction and manufacturing of tech that destabilizes electromagnetic equilibrium, the emergence of telecommunications apparatuses that destabilize biorhythms, destabilizes magnetism, the magnetism of the earth. We are altering the atmosphere, altering ecosystems, altering the genome, altering everything we can get our hands on. So it shouldn't be surprising a surprise that an extinction level event is beginning to slowly but surely unfold. I said an extinction level event is beginning to slowly but surely unfold. Verse 5. For although they hold a form of piety, true religion, they deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it. Their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession. Avoid all such people and turn away from them. Those who profess that they love God, those who profess that they respect God, those who profess that they propagate God, those who profess that they hear from God, those who profess that they have an intimate connection and relationship with God, but deny the power of God, deny the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh and the instruction of the Most High, those who make excuses for pagan, idolatrous actions and practices and people have no relationship with God at all. You cannot support paganism and say that you are a generator, an emitter of light. You can't rep the Most High and rep Satan at the same time. Das geht nicht. Das funktioniert nicht. That does not work. The scripture says, stay away from people who are like this, who are hypocrites. Which in the original Greek means actors. Hypocrites. Where we get the word hypocrites, literally in ancient classical Greek, means an actor. One who is skilled and professional at pretending. An actor. A hypocrite. A fake. A phony. A charlatan. So let me say it again. You cannot support, uphold, and make excuses for paganism and claim to be a child of the light. Claim to be part of the messianic Illuminati. Yeshua said, believe in the light while you have the light, that you may become sons of light. He also said, you are the light of the world. But how can you be the light of the world if all you do is operate like a coward and support darkness, make excuses for darkness, and even go along with the darkness, even allow yourself to be overcome by the darkness? Therefore, you are not a child of light. Now, we won't deconstruct anybody's religion today. We have a totally different program for that, a totally different podcast platform that will be solely dedicated to teaching the light of the scriptures, which no religion yet on earth propagates. No religion propagates the light that Yahweh communicated. I repeat, no religion propagates the teachings of Yeshua. No religion propagates the specifics, the science, the data, the instructions, the laws, the commandments, the halakha of Yeshua. No religion does that. And there has never been a religion that has done that. Never. All the religions take a little snippet here, a little piece there, and they propagate a central motif or a grand motif. But when it's time to get down to the teachings of Yeshua forensically, when it's time to get down to the DNA, when it's time to get down to the library of software that is contained within the teachings of Yeshua, oh, no one wants to do that. No one is doing that. But we're going to do that on a different show. This show is all about the fourth industrial revolution, the great reset, the rise of the beast technology, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, global domination, Club of Rome, Committee of 300, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati, the occultists, the Brotherhood of Death, the Skull and Bones. This is all about a program for global governance that truly is orchestrated and architected and designed by the fallen Keruv, cherub, whom the world calls Hasatan, the adversary, the fallen one, the anointed cherub. Who today has earned himself the title, the devil. The scripture says they will be treacherous betrayers, rash and inflated with conceit. Well, with Instagram and Facebook and with TikTok and with Snapchat and with all this garbage that we have here, all these instruments of delusion, all these instruments of hallucinogenic delusion, all these instruments of mind control, all these apparatuses of mental entrainment, psychological conditioning, mind control, and psychological warfare, we can see now that the anointed apostle, initiate of Yeshua, Hierophant of Yahweh, was telling the truth, has spoken the truth. Like Shaul, I too am an adept. I too am a hierophant. The sole purpose of us breaking these things down is to bring you into the presence of that which is considered sacred. To bring you into the presence and knowledge of that which is considered righteous. That which is considered by the profane to be holy. Kadosh has a different meaning and vibration than the word holy. Kadosh means to specifically be set apart. Set apart from filth. Set apart from the profane. In order to be utilized by God himself. A thing that is sanctified is something that is separated from the profane. Kadosh. All of the sons and daughters of light have been called and mandated by the Most High to be Kadosh, to separate yourself from the profanity of the world, the profaneness of the world. And this world is definitely profane. Oh, you have drag queen story time for little kids. You have books teaching sodomy in the libraries of children. You have schools making provisions for people who identify as animals, as furries, Boys who identify as girls and girls that identify as boys. Confusion. But the scripture says what? Satan is the author of confusion. Anyway, let us move on. Our time is running out. It says, they will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements more than and rather than lovers of God. For although they hold a form of piety, they dress up and they go to church and they wear all of this so-called holy regalia, which turns out to be all pagan regalia. Pagan regalia. They have a form of piety, but it's not piety. They deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it. Their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession. Avoid all such people and turn away from them. For among them are those who worm their way into homes and captivate silly and weak-natured, spiritually dwarfed women and men. But right now we're talking about women, loaded down with the burden of their sins and easily swayed and led away by various evil desires and seductive impulses. Who do you think is more psychologically affected and damaged by social media, men or women? Well, both are damaged by it. Children are decimated by it. But women are more sensitive to the psychological poisoning of social media. I mean, they spend most of their day staring into the black mirror called the phone. Your Orwellian device that has sucked you into and put you under a spell. Ekbaine, Greek word in Galatians chapter 3, where the apostle Shaul asked the question, who has bewitched you? Who has put you under the power of a cast spell? Who has put you under the influence and power of sorcery? To cause you to believe that you can do things on your own to work your way into the salvation of the Most High, the righteousness of the Most High. This is the context for Galatians 3, but the context for society is, yes, everyone has fallen under a spell and are projecting hallucinatory lives via social media. Smiling on social media but committing suicide the next day. Flashing all of these materialistic things on social media but dead a month later. Unhappy on the inside, suicidal, self-hating, self-hatred. Social media is deceptive. And the term media has its intimate historical connections to the Medes in Medea. A place where sorcery and magic was very high. The media is an instrument of sorcery and magic. I said, the media is an instrument of sorcery and magic. Don't forget that. Psychological magic, psychological sorcery. The media is an instrument of sorcery and magic, psychological warfare, mental entrainment, mental programming. These weak women will listen to anybody who will teach them. They are forever inquiring and getting information, but are never able to arrive at a recognition and knowledge of the truth. Now, just as Jannes and Jambres were hostile to and resisted Moses, so these men also are hostile to and oppose the truth. We got the Pope teaching that salvation can be offered to aliens. We got the Pope talking about there's nothing wrong with sodomy. There's nothing wrong with gay marriage. The Bible does not propagate nor condone gay marriage. The Bible does not propagate child abuse or molestation of children either. So let it be known. The church, the mother church, the Romano Catholicos Ecclesia, is not a representation of the Christ. And the subsidiaries of the Roman Catholic Ecclesia, which means Roman Universal Assembly, such as the Protestants, which are the daughter of their mother, the Catholic. Also, do not propagate nor represent the science of Yeshua HaMashiach or of Yahweh who sent him. Now, just as Jannes and Jambres were hostile to and resisted Moses, so these men also are hostile to and oppose the truth. They have depraved and distorted minds and are reprobate and counterfeit and are to be rejected as far as the faith is concerned. The word faith is emuna in our language, Hebrew, and it means loyalty and faithfulness to the architect. Has nothing to do, well, I believe in Jesus. Well, I believe in Christ. Well, I believe he died and rose on the... No, that's not faith. Faith is loyalty. Loyalty to the instructions of your maker and creator, your director, the supernal engineer of the spirit, the soul, and the body, and all of the vehicles in between those three, commonly known as the aura. The architect of the aura, the architect of the spirit, which gives power and rise to the aura, the architect of the soul, the architect of the mind, the architect of the etheric vehicles for energy, mineral and elemental purposes, the architect of the body, the one who designed and infused intelligence into the cell, the somatic cell, which together make up the soma, which is the body, or in our Hebrew tongue, guf, the body. This is the one that you must be loyal to. This is the one that you must be faithful to. This is the one that you must seek to have oneness with. Not with a church, not with a temple, not with a mosque, not with a synagogue, not with an organization, but with the one who is a spirit. And the one who seeks to be worshipped in spirit and in truth, as it is written in Yohanan, the book of John, chapter 4. The scripture clearly says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, not paganism, not catechisms, not laws, not halakhot, not the instructions and advice of the rabbis, not the instructions and advice of the fathers, ha'avot, or avinu, our fathers. We are to receive and follow and execute and actuate the instructions of the Father, whom the scripture calls the Father of lights. The Father of lights. Therefore, his children are lights, illuminators. Just like Yeshua said, trust in the light. Be loyal to the light. Believe in the light while you have the light, that you may become sons of the light. I repeat. Now, just as Jannes and Jambres were hostile to and resisted Moses, so these men also are hostile to and oppose the truth. They have depraved and distorted minds and are reprobate and counterfeit and to be rejected as far as the faith is concerned. Exodus chapter 7, verse 11. But they will not get very far, for their rash folly will become obvious to everyone, as was that of those magicians mentioned. Jannes and Jambres were magicians, sorcerers, warlocks, operating in witchcraft, or the craft of the witches. The scripture clearly says that rebellion is as witchcraft. If God said that the union is to be together between a man and a woman, be fruitful and multiply, and you say, well, no, I'm a man and I want to be with another man, and I'm not going to propagate or I'm not going to procreate, I'm just going to self-exterminate. Well, then you are practicing witchcraft. You are practicing the dark arts. It is written in 1 Samuel chapter 15 that rebellion is as witchcraft. Rebellion is as witchcraft. Rebellion is as the craft of witches. The Most High said, let the herbs of the field be meat unto thee. No, I'm going to use CRISPR-Cas9 and genetically alter and hybridize and create mutants and alter the entire ecosystem and destroy the whole chain of food in the name of the religion of science. The green religion. However, the pale horse, which in Greek is chloros, where we get the word chlorophyll, chloroplast, chlorella, chloros, Clorox, it actually means green. Interesting, sehr interessant, that the Green Movement is bringing about the administration of death via altering and destroying and deconstructing and reversing nature. In the name of climate change, in the name of saving Mother Earth, in the name of these United Nations global initiatives, these sustainable development goals, which are nothing but the administration of the workings of the pale horse on the earth, much death will be brought about from the Green Movement. We'll deconstruct that forensically and break that down and enucleate it much further in detail in the very near future. The scripture goes on to say, "Now you have closely observed and diligently followed my teaching, conduct, purpose in life, faith, patience, love, and steadfastness. Persecutions, sufferings, such as occurred to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. Persecutions I endured, but out of them all, Yahweh delivered me. Indeed, all who delight in piety and are determined to live a devoted and godly life in the Christ, the Mashiach, Yeshua, will meet with persecution. When you truly try to live for Christ, when you truly propagate the teachings of Christ, when you truly execute the lifestyle of Christ, you will face persecution. No, not ridicule for being a rapist, not ridicule for being a murderer, not ridicule for being a molester. No, you will face persecution for going against profanity, profaneness. You will be persecuted for speaking out against the darkness. You will be persecuted for communicating knowledge contrary to the social engineers. Which are inspired or filled with the spirit of the enemy. The prince of this world. Hasatan. Verse 13, but wicked men and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and leading astray others and being deceived and led astray themselves. While they're deceiving and leading others astray, they too themselves will be deceived and led astray. And at the end of time, assigned to their own individual black hole called hell. But as for you, continue to hold to the things that you have learned and of which you are convinced, knowing from whom you learned. And how from your childhood you have had knowledge of and been acquainted with the sacred writings, Hamikra, the scriptures, the Torah, the Ketuvim, the writings, and the Hanavim, the prophets, which are able to instruct you and give you the understanding for salvation, which comes through loyalty and faith in the Messiah, Yeshua, that is through the leaning of the entire human personality on God in Christ Jesus, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. Verse 16, every scripture is God-breathed. Every scripture is God-breathed. Every scripture is God-breathed. Inspired by the Most High. Every scripture was given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for instruction, for reproof, and conviction of sin, hamartano, which means error and inaccuracy. For reproof and conviction of sin, for the correction of error and discipline in obedience. And for training in righteousness, that is, in righteous, divine, set-apart living, in conformity to God's thelema, which in Greek means will, and in synchronicity with his thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God and woman of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. And this concludes 2 Timothy chapter 3. There is also something called the Kali Yuga, which is found among the esoteric writings of the Hindus, which also speaks of a time like the time that we live in now, which echoes the teachings of the Apostle Shaul from 2 Timothy 3. The Kali Yuga specifically talks about the world coming under a dark, demonic, driven spell, attitude, disposition, a greedy, inhumane, callous, cold, godless, lacking natural affection world, a world filled with confusion, like the world you live in now. Oh, that's fake news. Yeah, like real news is really going to help the planet. The only good news is the news that comes from the Most High. But that's the very news that has been rejected by the world. No, the world is looking for salvation from Pfizer, salvation from Moderna, salvation from Trump, from Joe Biden, from creepy, sleepy, child-sniffing Joe. People are looking for salvation from the government. They're looking for salvation from the systems of man. They're looking for salvation in transhumanism. The occultists, the sorcerers, the witches and warlocks are seeking for salvation from Satan, Mephistopheles. They put trust in hope and give loyalty to their rituals, their incantations, their spells, and the creation of their book of shadows, their rituals and rites, their initiations into the layers of darkness, their descent into the infernal knowledge. They are counting on the seething energy of Lucifer and Satan to save them. Well, it's not going to happen. Till next time. Shalom Aleichem.